Good evening, all. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. I'd like to respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners on the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be meeting on Whadjuk Noongar country. I declare the meeting open today on the 17th of March 2020. Are there any apologies, Mr. CEO?
Deputy Chair Commissioner, who is now Chair Commissioner because our Chair Commissioner is an apology.
And are there any questions from the public or notifications of deputations?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Are there any disclosures of interest for this evening's meeting?
No, Chair Commissioner.
And items for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, Chair Commissioner, in accordance with Section 523(2) of the Local Government Act 1995, to preserve the confidentiality of item 7.4, it is recommended that the meeting be closed to the public prior to consideration of this matter.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Commissioner, do you wish the meeting to be closed for the consideration of item 7.4? Moved?
Yep.
And I'll second from the chair. All those in favour? Carried. So we'll move behind closed doors for item 7.4. Firstly, moving to item 7.1, the budget transfer for the Rose Street enhancement detailed design. Do we have a mover for that motion? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second from the chair. For the purposes of discussion, Commissioner?
Through you, Deputy Chair Commissioner, no, I think the report is self-explanatory. I support the recommendation, and I think it's a good investment in this project moving forward.
Thank you, Commissioner. So the recommendation is that the Council approves a budget transfer of $500,000 from the forecast 2019-20 capital surplus to PJ10225. Rose Street Enhancement Project for the purpose of undertaking detailed design work in the 2019-20 financial year. The motion has been moved and seconded. All those in favour by a show of hands and nil against. So the motion is carried. Moving to item 7.2, this is the city's response to the COVID-19 coronavirus, and we are inviting a verbal update from Ms. Anne Banks McAllister. Thank you, Anne.
I'd just like to give a very brief overview of the actions of the city to date. The City of Perth is responding really proactively to the threat of COVID-19. We've implemented a dedicated cross-alliance task force to address the issues that are confronting the city and the community at the moment, and we've developed a detailed action plan to mitigate against the risks to the city and its people and the services that we provide. The executive leadership team is actively overseeing the implementation of the action plan, and I am the incident director, and I'm doing that under Council's legislative responsibilities under the Emergency Management Act. Also, all of our work is guided by advice from the Department of Health. Our response in managing the impacts of COVID-19 is based on some principles, and those principles are that the city's primary focus is on protecting the health and safety of our staff, our visitors, residents and businesses within the city, while maintaining essential services for as long as we can. The city's action plan is aimed at flattening the infection curve that will minimise the impact on the health system and the community through promoting the needs for social distancing. The city's response, planning and information to staff and the public is actually being framed to ensure consistency with the daily and hourly advice and direction from international, national and state health authorities. The city is also ensuring that decisions don't place any additional burden on businesses that are already facing the enormous challenges of COVID-19. And the city is actively encouraging our customers to access our services through digital means to make sure that we can maintain our levels of service delivery. As we know, this is a really fluid situation and it's changing on a daily basis, and we are prepared to adjust our timing and our actions as things change. Some of the key decisions that will impact on the community and the governance of the city involve things like our council meetings. Council meetings will continue to remain open to the public. However, we will encourage members of the public to reconsider their attendance at the meeting. However, they are still welcome to attend. We will be allowing people to present written submissions and questions, which we will read out and respond to in council meetings. And we're also looking to live stream our council meetings so our citizens can still participate and observe our meetings. Our visitors to Council House will still be welcome. However, we have created signage at the entrance to the building to confirm the requirements of self-isolation if required, and to respectfully decline entry to any visitors who have returned from overseas in the past 14 years. And we will also stress sanitary practices by all of our visitors to the city. Where possible, we'll encourage our visitors to conduct business by phone or by email or other digital means. In terms of citizenship ceremonies and other civic functions, we are really mindful of protecting our staff and our visitors from infection, and we will be using normal social distancing practices. We're currently reviewing our citizenship ceremonies. We're very mindful of needing to implement actions that allow that meet the requirements of conferring important citizenship entitlements. However, we will be looking to postpone the celebratory component of our events to sometime into the future when it's appropriate. With regards to events, that's possibly one of the most significant impacts on the city and its customers at the moment. We all know that the federal government has implemented a ban of events for over 500 people, but we are aware that target is shifting and reducing. We have had just naturally a lot of events being cancelled by event organisers already, and these are events of 500 and less. So we're very mindful of the impact of this ban on event organisers, and we're working really proactively to look at ways of mitigating that impact, and also to make sure that there is some sustainability for those organisations into the future. In terms of our community facilities, we are very proactively reviewing all of our service deliveries, service areas and our facilities. We are having a significant reduction in the number of volunteers that support a lot of those services already, and it is very likely that some of those services will be closing in the future. We're very keen to not close those services, but where it becomes impossible for them to remain open, we will implement a very careful and managed process to support the people who are using those services and to protect our staff. And that's probably at this point in time the most significant components of our action plan. There are a lot of things at an operational level that are being dealt with internally.
Thank you. Thanks, McAllister. Commissioner, do you have any questions or comments?
Through you, Deputy Chair, I'd be happy to move the motion for the purposes of speaking on it, if that's satisfactory.
Thank you. I'm happy to second that.
Thank you.
It's just on that. I don't think we actually have a motion on this item.
Sorry.
We'll take 7.3 separately.
Great.
But,
that was my mistake. Apologies.
That's okay. I think it's still appropriate that you might have comments to make or questions. Thank you.
Through the Chair, just the one question, and I'll reserve the comments for where they belong best in item 7.3. But Firstly, just to commend the city and all of the staff involved in their appropriate and timely response to this emerging crisis. I think you're all doing a tremendous job, so keep it up. It's no small feat to try and manage the services and the intensity of activity that occurs in the city to try and mitigate the public health risks associated with COVID-19. I would ask, though, that really quite a legitimate or genuine question as to the level of consultation that the city has been engaging with in its key stakeholder groups, such as the local business community. I was explaining to the CEO earlier today when buying a coffee, a small business operator declined to accept my cash because they would prefer tap and go rather than cash handling at this point in time. So I'm interested to know how the city's quite considered response to this emerging situation is actually taking into account any feedback or views that we've been soliciting from our key affected stakeholder groups. I completely appreciate the need to manage the response or the impact for city staff and contractors, but I'm really also interested to know our broader stakeholders externally, if or whether there's any consultation involved.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. CEO.
Thanks, through the Chair. Certainly our response to date has primarily been around public health and staff health. I'm not making any apologies for that either. That has been the urgent and most immediate priority. Coming a close second is the health and well-being of our business community as well, and it's only today that we're actually really getting to the stage where I think we can start to engage with our key stakeholders, such as the business community. Fortunately, Chair and Commissioner Kosova, we've had a rebuild of relationships in recent months with the business community on other matters. So I've spoken to Dan Hyatt just before the meeting. I haven't got to Jason yet to say that one of our priorities internally now will be to have a response to COVID-19 so far as the CBD response, economic response, and our rebound response to the crisis. I think it would be inappropriate for the city to say that we have all the solutions internally, and I think it's absolutely critical that what limited resources we have will be applied with the most beneficial effect after consultation with the business community.
Any further questions?
Through you, Madam Chair. No, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So thank you very much, Anne, for that very detailed briefing, and also to the CEO for the response. On behalf of the Chair of Commissioners, Andrew Hammond, and I'm sure my fellow Commissioner, first we'd like to acknowledge the huge amount of work that is being undertaken here in the city to respond to an ever-changing landscape of the COVID-19 virus in Australia. We're conscious of that and we're very grateful and wish to reiterate previous comments that we are absolutely aligned and supportive to the management with respect to the suggestions they have, the recommendations they make to respond to the immediate situation that we find ourselves in as a city, to work in cooperation with all levels of government, especially our state government, to ensure our staff and our citizens, residents and visitors are as kept safe as possible. This is an immediate response. I'm also conscious of the need to think longer term, as a community we will get through this, we have no doubt, and so we look forward to the management's recommendations with respect to a rebound or recovery strategy once the situation is clearer from an immediate health response. I don't have any further comments except to again record our appreciation for all the hard work and to reiterate that the City of Perth stands beside the many others who are leading a response on this, and we are committed to doing the best we possibly can for our community. I'd now like to move to item 7.3, where we do have a notice of motion. Do we have a mover for that? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second that. This is in relation to a notice of motion received from Chair Commissioner Andrew Hammond along the lines of in response to the COVID-19 fiscal stimulus measures implemented by the federal and state governments, the Chief Executive Officer, one, investigates the implication of extending the free parking trial during April, May and June 2020, two, investigates the implication associated with developing a destination tourism marketing campaign that targets regional populations visiting holidaying in Perth CBD, and three, prepares a report for council consideration at the March Ordinary Council meeting. Is there any discussion on this topic, Commissioner?
Apologies, Madam Deputy Chair. Yes, I support the notice of motion from Chair Commissioner Hammond, but I would propose an amendment, not to delete or amend what's already written, but rather to add a third resolution or recommendation in between what currently appears items 2 and 3, so 3 would then become 4. And I'll read it out and then I'd be happy to explain it if I get a seconder. And it would simply add, consistent with the wording of 1 and 2, in consultation with affected stakeholders, investigates other measures that could be implemented by the City of Perth to protect public health and safety and support in managing the impacts of COVID-19 on our residents, businesses and visitors.
If I could, Chair, because it was a notice of motion from Commissioner Hammond, my understanding was he was going to give you written notice today that somebody else could move it. Alternatively, I don't know if that's been received by any officer. I haven't received it. I thought he may have done it direct to you. But if you haven't received it, perhaps I can take the administrative decision to actually prepare a report for the March Council meeting along the lines that was mentioned, if you prefer not to go down the formal path.
Through you, Deputy Chair Commissioner, if necessary, I'd be happy to, or if possible rather, I'd be happy to momentarily adjourn the meeting just so I can quickly go and check my emails from Chair Commissioner Hammond to see if anything has been received. To me, it feels like an appropriate response under the circumstances for Council to take advantage of the special Council meeting tonight and deal with the notice of motion that's been prepared, but obviously I'll be guided by what the Chair feels about it as well.
We'll defer the meeting a moment, please. Yeah, with the CEO's agreement as to my proposed approach, I think it would be appropriate if we went through the procedure of moving an amended motion, assuming there's a seconder, and then voting on that motion, which I understood was your intent.
Chair Commissioner, if I can just double check that with the governance team. Because I'm not completely sure if you have the right to change the notice of motion, which is one of the reasons I was going to suggest that I could deal with it administratively. I can commit to have a report to the March Council meeting, and therefore you don't need to get involved in any of the formalities, but the intent is clear. Through you, Chair, it's quite specific that the Chair has to give written approval for someone else to move it in writing. It hasn't been received at this particular stage that we can prove, so it should lapse, but that does not prohibit, as you called, another motion being put forward.
Thank you for that procedural guidance. So, unfortunately, item 7.3 notice of motion lapses.
Sorry. Through the chair, just in terms of meeting procedures, for the sake of confirming or checking whether there has or hasn't been something received, I would be happy to move a procedural motion which would intercept all other discussion, as I said before, for the simple reason of just going upstairs to check if that email or notification has been received. I'm not sure if Deputy Chair Commissioner McMath has received anything. I haven't checked my City of Perth email account since about 3 o'clock today, so I'm not sure if anything's been received subsequent to that. But I'm also just mindful that we are in a special council meeting. This is not an ordinary council meeting, and under the Act we can only consider the items of business that have been included on this agenda. So whether or not we can then extend the subject matter to include other items, I think is something we perhaps need to get some advice on.
So, Commissioner, the subject matter remains the same. It would be the subject matter with a revised notice of motion. Alternate motion. I think we need some guidance from our governance people, please.
Through you, Chair, I remain firm that the subject is clear as to what is to be discussed. I feel comfortable that we can achieve the same ends by myself as the CEO giving you the commitment that a report to that effect will go to the March Council meeting. If you want to handle it formally, I would encourage Commissioner Kosova to move a procedural motion to suspend our local laws for a moment so that he can go and check his emails.
Through you, Madam Chair, the procedural motion would have to be an adjournment only because if I leave, we have no quorum and the meeting ceases to operate. So, yeah, I'd be happy to move a procedural motion to just briefly adjourn the meeting, and I will race upstairs as fast as my legs can take me, and I will check what's been received, if anything. So happy to move that.
To defer.
And I'll second. Second the motion to defer. Adjourn. All those in favour, carried.
For a period of.
It's racing up. On your attention, please. I'd like to resume the meeting. Commissioner, do you have a motion to resume?
Yes, happy to resume the meeting, Madam Chair.
And seconded from the Chair. All those in favour, carried. Commissioner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As mentioned previously, I'm happy to support Chair Commissioner Hammond's notice of motion. I note that in accordance with our standing orders, we have received authorisation from Chair Commissioner to present his notice of motion to Council in his absence. I'm happy to do so, although, as previously mentioned, my recommendation would be to include a new item 3, which reads, in consultation with affected stakeholders, investigates other measures that could be implemented by the city, by the City of Perth, to protect public health and safety and support in managing the impacts of COVID-19 on our residents, businesses and visitors.
So that's an alternate motion, and I'm happy to second that from the Chair. Commissioner, would you care to speak to the motion?
Only very briefly, Madam Chair. In a brief conversation I had with the Chair Commissioner, he did mention that in crafting his notice of motion, he had every expectation following a discussion that he had had with the CEO that when staff go about investigating these potential responses to the situation, that they would necessarily undertake some degree of consultation. Not because I have any belief that staff would not do exactly that, but rather for the sake of formality and the public record, I would feel more comfortable to reference that as being in consultation with affected stakeholders. And I've only applied that to this third new item rather than all of the items, because I do believe that the two preceding items as listed are perhaps some work that the city has the capacity and the capability within its remit to do in-house with perhaps lesser degree of consultation or engagement with stakeholders. However, I think, and I was heartened by the CEO's comments earlier in relation to, you know, these are very kind of challenging and changing situations. The city, despite its responsiveness to this dilemma, doesn't profess to have or presume to know, to have all of the answers or to know all of what needs to be done to best support our community through these troubling times. As a consequence, I believe that engaging with our stakeholders is actually going to be appropriate. What small businesses in the city, or what all businesses in the city believe is going to suit them best, may not be the same as what we believe is necessarily going to suit them best. So this is simply saying, look, continue the good work that's already been kicked off by the GM and the rest of the organisation, and engage with our stakeholders to, as best as possible and within the remit of local government and with the services and resources the city has at its disposal, to identify how we can assist or support others in better managing the impacts. I mentioned to the CEO that one possible example, and it's only a very trivial point, might well be that if there is a greater publicly visible cleaning and decontamination regime that is applied to all of the tactile street furniture and equipment that we apply, like our car parking meters. In using one of the City of Perth's on-street parking meters today, it was difficult to get a ticket with my elbow, and even if I managed to, I wouldn't be able to withdraw the ticket from under the spring-loaded flap where it was. So I thought it might be very small. I'm sure staff in consulting with our stakeholders would be able to come up with some far more impressive and meaningful responses than that, but that was just an illustration.
Thank you very much. I haven't got anything to add to the motion, so I'll take the vote. All those in favour and nil against, the votes, the motion's carried. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Now moving to the final item. This is the confidential item 7.4 relating to Art Basel Cities Perth. Do we have a mover to move behind closed doors? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'll second that. And the motion's carried. We will now move behind closed doors.
You've got to come back out of closed doors. That's all.
Shall I move to come out from behind closed doors? And do we have a seconder? Seconded, Commissioner. And all those in favour, carried. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Chair. Commissioner, I'll read the motion that was carried behind closed doors. The Council agrees to cancel the Art Basel Cities project and two, approves an amendment to the 2019/20 budget to recognise $300,000 in income and $150,000 in expenditure, in brackets, as a refund of the grant previously received from the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries, closed brackets, associated with the cancellation of this project.
Thank you. Nothing further?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for your attendance today, and the meeting is closed.
Thank you.